Today's guest is Tanya Wasileski. We talk getting clear to do what you love.
Welcome to Loco 30 and 30, a series highlighting women business owners from around the globe. Each day for the month of January, I sit down with a different woman to talk about the mission of her business and who she hopes to serve.
Hey, Tanya, thank you so much for being a very special guest in this 30 and 30 Women's Entrepreneur Series. I really appreciate you showing up.
Thank you. It's very exciting to be here. I'm happy, so happy to be a part of it.
Oh, yes, and I'm happy to have you. Tell me a bit about who you are, introduce yourself, and let me know where you are and where you're going.
Well, I am Australian, if you can't quite tell from my accent. I currently live in Melbourne, Australia, but I do often travel around the world. I love yoga and dancing and being outside whenever I can. And I love to play the ukulele as well.
That's cute.
Yeah. So
I have to ask, tell me a bit about your ukulele.
My ukulele. She travels with me. I've decided long ago that my ukulele is a female. And it's just a really lovely way to create some music and to sing and to be creative in a different way. I find that different ways of being creative really help me in my own work as well. So whether that is trying to work out a new song on the ukulele or dancing or even just doing some artwork with my young nieces, it just really helps center and ground me and then also release another level of creativity. So yeah, it's great. And I do sometimes record songs for my nieces as well, which is always really fun. They're my fans.
Okay. I won't torture you. Because I liked it. I'm like, well, how did she get to play? You know, how'd she start playing this? But we won't go there.
Oh, okay. I used to play classical guitar. And then from there, it is, you know, a ukulele is a lot more portable. And in my previous life, when I was a book publisher, I had a boss who was a musician and he encouraged me to play the ukulele. So that's how that came about.
Tell me about your business. What are you doing?
I am a life coach, a writer, a speaker, and an astrologer as well. And through all of that together, like I blend very practical, grounded things that people can do with more spiritual methodologies as well to help them get clear, confident, and create a life that they love. And I often work with people who identify as multi-potentialites, who have a lot of different interests and are looking for a way to bring it all together. And with those people, I work with them one-on-one with private coaching. I run in-person workshops and also offer online courses.
What's the name of your business?
My business is called Meraki Coaching. And Meraki is a Greek word that means to do something with soul, creativity, and love, to put something of yourself in your work, whatever that may be. And back when I was in my old life as a book publisher, I was looking for the new thing that would help me be filled with soul, creativity, and love. And I was just exploring different options, but I called this whole process, this part of my life, Project Meraki. So when it came time to actually name my business, it was just a given that that is what it wanted to be called. So the name came to me before I actually knew what I wanted to do with it. And it is just my intention to always serve people in a way that's heart-focused.
You mentioned being a publisher mm-hmm. in a previous life. So how did you come to coaching?
It was actually just a divine inspiration, to be honest. I had been working in educational publishing for a number of years and had also done my master's from an educational publishing angle. And I knew I didn't want to do the actual job that I was doing. And so I was looking for ways to turn my skills and experience into something new. And I was exploring different things within the publishing realm and then also looking at different wellness things, like maybe yoga teaching and or studying naturopathy. And then one day I went to a yoga workshop, and afterwards I just had the idea drop into my head to become a life coach. And I thought, well, that's new. And so then I went with that and explored it some more, and finally realized that what I wanted to do next was to help other people find what they wanted to do with their lives. And so that's how it all grew, quite organically, really.
What would you say is the mission of your business? What's the core mission of your business?
I want to help people break free from the expectations that they feel society, friends, family, even the expectations that they might put on themselves, break free of that and actually go out and chase those little dreams that, or big dreams, they're being called to do. So I do see a lot that people will feel like they're ticking the boxes through life. They might say, okay, you need to find a partner, buy a house, have some children, and stay in the same job for 30 years. And all of those old pillars of society ideas are just starting to crumble away a little bit. And a lot of people, even though they feel like they're doing all the right things to work towards a life that is very stable and how people say it should look, they're not finding themselves fulfilled or happy, and they're not really doing the things that bring them joy. So I want to help all these people who are feeling a little bit uncertain and confused about, you know, what they're doing with their lives, and helping them find a way to actually bring more joy and contentment to everything that they do, really. And I just believe that you can do things in your own way. And a lot of that is about feeling like you are living without judgment, and living without judgment from others, and not judging yourself as well. And so that's a big part of what I do as well, is the mindset thing of giving yourself permission to go ahead and do what you want, and then feeling really safe and secure about doing things for you and not to impress other people.
You mentioned a few things earlier, including astrology. Mm-hmm. Is that are you incorporating that in your practice, or what are your modalities that you use in order to coach people?
Yeah, so astrology is something that has come into my world in a big way in the past 12 months or so. And I am starting to use that in my coaching. So, for instance, the birth chart where all the planets are when you're born is very complex and interesting, and also about where the planets are right now can influence certain things in your life. So if somebody is having an issue, say, with relationships, we can look at their birth chart and see what is actually going on for them at that time, or what was in their natal chart, and work with that energy and to try and change things a little bit into the positive situation that they actually want. Or perhaps, you know, they might be looking for a new career, and you can find little nuggets of information in the birth chart about what they might be most suited to as well. So that's just a really interesting way to look at things from a different perspective. And I just find it really, really fascinating the more I learn about astrology and what it can do for people. So that is something that I'm wanting to incorporate even more in the next 12 months or so.
So you mentioned that your clients, you're interested in dealing with people who are multi-potentialites, mm-hmm. which I'm one of those people, but I think I have a grip on it. So who's your business meant to serve?
Yeah, so generally I find that from about late 20s, around 28 to early 40s is the bracket of is the demographic that I attract the most. And it is someone at that point in their life who has just suddenly realized that they don't really know what they want to do next with their life, and they have so many different ideas and options that it can be quite confusing to actually decide what to do next. I know this because I was going through it myself when I was looking to change career paths, because there was just so much that I actually felt like I could enjoy and be good at, but I at times got paralyzed by fear about making the wrong choice. And so I have now found a way that I can incorporate all of my passions and interests into my life and still find new ways to keep myself engaged and interested and still learning and still challenging myself. And so I find that knowing that and having worked out a really nice balance for myself, I can use my experience to help other people then work out what they might be interested in doing. And there's this really interesting exercise that I do in my in-person workshops where we write down every single little idea that we might have had in our heads about what we want to do and what we're interested in, and then map it out on a timeline. So we use post-it notes so you can move things around and create a visual of everything that you might want to be doing in your life now and in the future. And it kind of takes the stress off people as well, because it teaches them that, you know, even though you're not working on something right now, there's still potential to do it in the future, because I believe that life is long and there is time to do everything that you might be interested in. And also to give yourself permission to just do something for fun. I know that I used to think that I had to make money out of everything I did, but now I have really enjoyed and embraced the parts of me that I just do for joy and for the sake of creativity.
I have a phrase that I use, and I say, I want to do things where I can incorporate all of myself, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what I hear you saying. You speak about taking these disparate things or seemingly disparate things and pulling them together to make some sort of cohesion between them in order to do what we really are meant to be doing. Mm. And so how do you find, beyond your workshop and that particular exercise, how are you finding that people sort ways to live a more fulfilling life?
So there was one client that I worked with, and she was wanting to have a job that was more creative, mm-hmm. and let her express her creativity. And as we were working together for 3 months, and along the way she joined a choir, and through actually just being in the choir and attending that once a week, she suddenly got all of the things that she was craving from a creative job. She was expressing herself. She was working with other people to, you know, create something. They were working towards a performance. And so it was building up that performance with the others that she was really enjoying, and having that outlet of singing. And she found that having that on the side, she didn't necessarily crave having a creative job as much. And she was quite happy having a job that was a little bit more serious and academic. So she was able to express that part of herself in a different way without actually having to change her career completely. And I think for her that was like a really great realization. And there's just something really wonderful about life when you realize that your job doesn't have to tick every single box. It's like having friends. I have different friends for, you know, different things. There are some friends that I enjoy going to yoga with and going for walks and doing really healthy things, and other friends who are really, really fun to go out with of an evening and we have a fun time. And so it's recognizing that I don't need just one type of friend who can fulfill all of my needs, but I can have different types of friends. And I think that's the same thing that my clients come to realize, is that one thing doesn't have to fulfill you. So it's about finding all like the mosaic of things that you can blend together and have a nice balance of that can actually make you feel great.
Right. And I'm so glad you said it. That's what I was really trying to get to. And I know I sort of stumbled into that question, but I knew there was an answer that you had in you. So I'm glad you said that, because it's true. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. So I get it. I get it. Well, Tanya, this has been fantastic. And you'll have to let listeners know where they can find you.
You can find me online. My website is www.merakicoaching.com, and Meraki is spelled MERAKICOACHING. And you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's at Meraki Coaching for all of those.
This has been fantastic, and I so appreciate you being a guest on the show. And I'm wishing you all the best with your business.
Thank you. It's been really, really great to speak with you today. I've enjoyed it a lot.
Okay. I hope you found this interview helpful. And if there's anything that you missed that you'd like details for, please check the show notes at loco.co with the corresponding show number. Also, be sure to subscribe to the podcast using your favorite podcast player to hear who, what, and where next. Thanks for listening. We'll see you around.